Blog Talk Radio.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily, because they're not a protected class. If the stock market starts trading off in the 10 to 15 to 20% area, the chairman's going to come in and throw some stimulus at it. So to answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks, because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend lower.
Mr. LeCamp, do we work for the central banker? Mr. LeCamp,
We do. Look, markets are driven by policy now. They're not driven by market forces. They're driven by fiscal cliffs. They're driven by central bank proclamations. They're driven by false rumors coming out of the ECB.
Fiat currency
really
that's continually watered down. They continue to water our currency
Absolutely.
Down so the markets go
but
up and we feel good about it.
Welcome to Hoot and Holler, folks. Hope we have sound. I just wanted to play that because it's so significant after this press briefing today. Welcome, Bill from Indiana. I'm Linda in California, Hoot and Holler Show.
How you doing?
Hello, hello.
I don't know if you heard any of the press briefing. They are printing money, like putting us into the Weimar Republic, Bill. This is ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to do this real quick, and then you can have the floor for the next whatever minutes. I got to do this because I posted both portions of my little camera shot today from the Declaration. It won't take long to read. Governments long established should not be changed for light transient causes, and accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw aside government and to provide new guards for their future security. And that's a big amen from me. When Mark Levin said, after he talked about this horse that's going on, them printing money, and he says, we need a resurgence of the Tea Party. Well, we got a resurgence of the Tea Party, Bill. We saw it this weekend all over this country. That's the Tea Party, and they're pissed. And I'm glad. If I can get out there with a flag and a sign,
you know,
I'm doing it.
You know, we see such hypocrisy out of the left, where they want us in quarantine, we can't travel, we can't do nothing. But they want to leave our borders open to be flooded by illegals. And
not
then
now,
expect
they ain't.
Us to take, expect, no, not now they're not. And they expect us to take care of them. And they'll be raising Cain, and they'll accuse him of all kinds of things. But if they actually read the law, they would find out that what he did was totally within his power to do.
Yes, and may I ask you a question, though, Bill? When we look at the Senate and the Republicans in the House, and, you know, God bless Trump, but this president who's got an R behind his name, and they're signing off on this kind of trillions of dollars, I'm sorry, but I'm pissed about that too. This not only
that upsets me, but I'm telling you, there's a bigger plan behind everything, and I think in the end, this is all going to be straightened out easily.
Well,
a lot of the thing is, it's not so much, you know, we have people in this country who think that they are above everybody else. They live above everybody else. They should be paid more than anybody else. They should have more than anybody else. Kind of like Nancy Pelosi on there bragging about her ice cream.
Her ice cream. Well, you know what, Bill? Let me do a real quick.
$23,000 refrigerators.
Yeah. So let me tell you about the. She better eat that ice cream now because there ain't going to be anywhere she goes for eternity. There ain't going to be no ice cream there. So she better enjoy it now, that bitch. I let into Newsom the other day, and I had to turn it off because I was going to be screaming at the radio. This man is swimming in a cesspool of Hobbes' Leviathan, Thomas More's Utopia, and Marx's Communist Manifesto. This is where these people live, Bill.
The evil connections run deep. You look at Pelosi and her family and all the involvement.
I know.
The Feinsteins. And
oh, yeah.
Keep on going.
Yep. I know.
The Bidens. I keep laughing at people because they're still talking about the money laundering that went on in the Ukraine. And I'm like, wait. That was child's play to the money laundering that has went in on China. When you take Democrats go out here and scream, we want $15 an hour, forcing businesses to go offshore to find affordable labor, then those Democrats are invested in those businesses in China that are paying cheap labor, you know. And then did you hear today about the $3.717 million that was given to the Wuhan laboratory over in China by Obama and Fauci?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think I saw it on Facebook. Yeah. I know. You know. Well, you know, there was my friend Heather is in Pennsylvania, and she was taping that whole thing. She put an hour and a half on Facebook yesterday of that rally in Harrisburg. It was so amazing. One of my favorites was the big green truck, and it had painted on it in white letters, "Jesus is my vaccine." That was beautiful. And
amen.
Somebody had a T-shirt.
I read an extremely troubling article. They want to find people who are immune to this virus and do testing and stuff with them. And I'm to tell you, if I'm one of them people, I'd be telling them to go to hell because you're not doing nothing to me. I'm not your guinea pig. Yeah.
Well,
that's what
exactly.
My brother Jesse just hit it on the head. That's just because he'll be trying to find something I ain't immune to.
Well, I don't trust. Look, I don't know if you saw that there was a video. God, I don't know who put it out. There was so many of them, but I think I reposted it on Facebook, and my friend Pat Hilty may have put it out there, proving that Fauci was involved in 2015 with culturing, you know, making these viruses or making types of things like Corona. And I don't know if
he was involved with Gates in an anti-AIDS vaccine that was bad.
Right. Oh, and then so the guy, I think it was Dr. Buttar that I put him out. I think he had a 53 minute video, and I put it everywhere. And he was talking about, he called Fauci up along with, you know, Gates and the rest of them. This is evil stuff, dude. And you know, this is their last ditch effort, but people are waking up, and that's why you see these massive crowds of people going out and saying, screw this nonsense. And I agree. They got to shove this down their throats.
We've known for a few years now, Linda, though, that the further and further their global agenda was revealed and being destroyed, the more desperate they would become.
Yeah.
And they're to the point that anything, there is no low, there is no dirty, there is no lie. Murder is well within the thing.
Yep.
You know,
they're psychotic.
When Gates tries to act like he's concerned about people, when this is a guy who's for getting rid of over 6 billion of you.
He's that man. Here's what, you know, he's been talked about more in the last month than I can even count. And what David Icke said about that SOB in his, he had a 2.5 hour video. I think I posted it. I got it where they can't scrub it because it's in my email, but because I saved it real quick. Pat Hilty told me to save it real quick and file it away, so I did. And he not only calls Gates a psychopath, but he calls Elon Musk one too because of his bull crap with this 5G nonsense. And he says those two deserve a jail cell together because they deserve each other. I mean, seriously, there's no word. There's really no words to describe this. I mean, I don't even
look all across the nation. They've been shutting down Christian churches and stuff. Do you know anywhere that shut down a mosque?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I haven't heard anything about it. But
and you know, then you got Cuomo's brother who was proven not to be in no quarantine and crap. But then he comes out and acts like he's been in quarantine all the time, and we're all blind or stupid, you know. And it gets me. When you start adding up how much money was already gave to these states, you got to wonder what the hell did they do with that money that they're all needing so much more. More. California, New York, Illinois, you know, you people, you're drowning in debt created by your liberal leadership well before the virus was thought of.
Right. So here, I know, Bill, look, we know this. And the problem is they're going to bail these damn states. It's horrible. This is what all stimulus garbage is about. It's not stimulus. They're printing money. There's going to be a wheelbarrow full of money one of these days to buy a loaf, wear a mask. I said that a while back
that was coming.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's horrible. It's just beyond. I mean, there was a whole book written on it three years ago.
What are they backing this money with? See, there's
nothing.
The problem of everything.
Nothing.
Yeah. I guess he says dreams.
It's fake. It's funny money. It's the Federal Reserve BS. There's no gold and silver. The Federal Reserve notes are about as useless as the toilet paper you cannot find at Costco. And I mean, it's just horrible. So the book that I read, and Mark talked about it today. It was called Plunder and Deceit. Wrote for the quote millennials, because they're the ones that are going to be saddled with this. Their kids and grandkids and great grandkids, and it's just on and on and on. And I'm wondering, even if he jails these people and he turns this around and tells everybody to pound sand and he gets reelected, Bill, how is he going to reverse a bill that was signed by the Congress that unless the brand new Congress doesn't have to adhere to it because you can't carry one over to the other, whether it's especially spending bills. I think that's how it works. But I mean, I'm hoping that he knows all this and that he knows. I hope he's seeing every single person out there and every single sign.
Linda, the whole problem he's had is people doubting him. People doubting him. He has proven time after time after time he is ahead of the game.
I hope
and
so because
I have no doubt he's still ahead of the game. No matter what, he is still ahead of the game. There's a plan in place.
I know, but I want to know why Burr and Fauci have not been let go, at least, you know, I think he did take them off the stage for a day or two. It is really bad. These people should be in jail. Not only fired, but they should be brought up as criminals, what they did.
Sometimes you want to let them keep them in front of you and let them expose themselves. And he did that when he pulled a little slick one and had the governors making the decisions and not him.
Well, yeah, I know, because it's
and
called federalism. I get it.
You're seeing in Michigan.
That was so slick of him.
You're seeing in Michigan. That governor don't have a snowball's chance of hell of getting reelected. Go be lucky if he don't get recalled.
I know. So many other
places where these governors are putting in draconian bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's time that people woke up. This agenda that they are pushing has been on in the limelight for decades. You just haven't took the time to read it. And
I know.
They keep saying, well, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, it's a conspiracy theory that's written on the UN website.
I know. Look, you can't force them. All you can do is keep trying. You know, I mean, you can sit here and say the same things, but, you know, the thing is, you know, when we know what they've been planning and what they want to do, whether it's the Marxians or the progressives, whatever, new communists.
We're seeing more and more of it exposed, Linda. We're seeing more and more of it exposed. We're seeing their utter hypocrisy on almost every issue they put out there. The Democrats, it's like they can do it, but you can't. And it's so many ways like that, you know. it's gotten to the point that if you got half a brain, looking at it like, what? And I really love the fact when the Harvard professor is griping about homeschooling. I'm sorry, you know, I went to Kansas State, but I got to say this about Harvard. I've noticed an awful lot the last few years that this is supposed to be a law college, right? And these people that graduate from Harvard do not know what the word illegal means. They do not understand the phrase shall not be infringed. You know,
hang on, Mikey.
To me, Harvard has no credibility.
True. I want to bring in my friend, but I got another one I got to check out. Hang on, Mike. I'll see you in a second. Okay, Eric 65, you're on the air.
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. You were talking, the woman was talking about a bill, and somehow the next Congress may not be able to adhere to it. Can you expound on that?
Was my question to the other gentleman, the co-host. I don't know. That's something I have to learn because, you know, I've got my constitution from, but I was reading from the Declaration. So, because it's time to throw off this tyranny. Welcome, Mikey B. as well, sir.
Yeah. If you want to finish up with the caller on what he asked.
Gentlemen, area code 605. Yeah, my name is Linda. What is yours, sir? First name?
My name is Joe.
Okay, Joe. Great. Welcome to the show. I just wanted to see what Mike's take on all this stuff with the printing of money and the tyranny and the rising of the Tea Party again out in the streets, which is great because Minnesota was doing it as well. And hell, Reagan couldn't even win Minnesota. I'm glad they're waking up too. They were ticked off. Go ahead, Mikey.
Yeah, well, in reverse order, Reagan only lost Minnesota because that was Mondale State. And you usually get your own state. I mean, that knucklehead
right.
from Ohio, Kavish, Kovich, I remember his name. He was such a moron. Even he got his in the primary. But Kasich. So you get that anyway. Like, it's just a freebie. A lot of you are not going to like what I have to say. But I'm going to say it anyway. No, well, because you have to think about it. You mentioned, you know, the printing of money and whatnot. And Trump talks about he wants funds given to the oil industry because of the prices plummeting. Well, first of all, he sounds like FDR. Sorry. Printing money in the basement and giving it. We didn't like bailouts, I thought. And he's doing it way over the top. And the prices, gas in my city went from something like $2.05 to about $1.40
right.
during this mess. And that's only because the president shut down the country. The oil prices are down because no one's allowed to drive. We're under this house arrest, which is unconstitutional on its face. There's no precedent whatsoever. So you have that problem. Then President Trump just put out a message that now he's suspending the borders for 60 days. First of all, it's an insult that it's just happening now. That was the only relevant thing that he should have done. Killing off international flights incoming to our country. If you want to leave, yeah, get out. But you can't come in, and he should have closed the borders. That should have been the extent of the lockdown.
Right.
But he further has insulted us by saying, I'm going to put a 60-day – this just came out. I'm going to put a 60-day suspension so jobs will be for Americans first. What?
California.
Jobs? You've just killed 30
million
employees
jobs.
In 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks.
I know.
It's going to go up to 50 million. Sorry, folks.
Invaders.
But Donald Trump is in on it.
30 million illegal foreign
Donald
invaders. If
Trump
you support
is
them,
in on it,
then
folks.
You kick in your money to support them.
No,
Trump
about
Trump
the
is
nobody
in
knows
you
what
make
you're
up
talking about.
$63 billion dollars in taxes you lost.
Please wait. Okay,
nobody knows what you're talking about.
Wait a minute.
Very good.
Keep quiet for Okay, keep quiet for a second, because all of you are only getting your information, just like me, from various press releases from the left and the right. So not only do you not know what you're talking about, I don't completely know what I'm talking about either, because we are getting various myriad different types of information. Now, with regards to the coronavirus, I've read epidemiologists, not their reports, but the reports on their particular philosophies, that the coronavirus is not dangerous. Then I've read other epidemiologists' reports, let's say the articles on them, that it's dangerous as hell. If they're both medical doctors and they both have credentials, who do you believe? Now, with regards to Trump, he may or may not be in on it, but if he's as wise as I think he is, I would like to say if I were president, I would do this and I would do that. But if everybody here is supposedly aware of the printing of money being a danger, then you know about the Federal Reserve. If you know about the Federal Reserve, you know.
Well, I brought that up. So I think I know something.
Okay. But then you know that he takes 2 feet in the direction of doing more than telling Powell to reduce interest rates, he's a dead man. Do you not all realize this?
I don't know how he's a dead man.
We haven't had an assassination in 57 years. Wait a minute.
Here's the thing. We had an assassination attempt on Reagan because he was trying to go up against the New World Order, and they gave him a warning shot. That's what's going on.
I'm like Jesse. I don't think an assassination attempt has to be a death. It can be political suicide. It can mean that they cause you to create political suicide. The whole oil thing, until someone tells me where they're going to make up the $63 billion in taxes, actually it's $163 billion, in taxes that we get from the oil companies, I'm all open for it. Let's hear it. Where are you going to get that money?
About how
look with all that money that goes to finance. Tell me where you're going to get the money to finance all that other stuff.
They're never going to pay that debt off. It's
a great thing. It is. People should be healthy. But if everybody quit smoking cigarettes, what are you going to tax to make up the revenue you lost from taxes that goes to fund child health care and all those things?
You've
got to walk around the problem and look at it from every angle. They don't do that. They make a thing and they don't look and say, well, what's the result of that? What's the result?
Don't blame
the Democrats. Cutting out these things that produce such huge revenues for the country. Where are you going to tax to make it up?
You want to reduce taxes?
Well, I can answer that.
You want to reduce taxes?
Hey, wait, one at a time. Okay, Mikey B. Go ahead, Joe.
I think Joe was going to say if you want to reduce taxes, let him talk.
To reduce taxes, you have to eliminate the Federal Reserve. Who here?
I agree.
So then we know something that we're talking about. Cool.
All right. Here's the thing. Who here, if you were president, would have the guts to do it?
John F. Kennedy tried it, and he got killed for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Now, we all know, and we know Trump knows, he was an economist major at Wharton. He knows all about this. Now, I didn't vote for Trump. But from what I've seen of his activities while he's been in office,
you didn't vote for Hillary, did you?
Fuck no. And he's got my vote for next time. But the thing is, everybody's an expert. When everybody's an expert, nobody's an expert. Everybody's nice behind the keyboard telling about what we should do.
I'm going to disagree to that, but it's my turn. I'll address it.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Here's how I'll address that, and no scientific method at all. We've had pandemics before, killed a lot of people before. We never shut down the country. So that's one for me. The second thing is, if Trump is such an economist, he shouldn't be throwing money that doesn't exist at all these companies, which we're going to wind up with a $10 loaf of bread. So I think I win that argument. And number three, And if my lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, threw his hat in the ring to vote to become president, he'd get my vote. He was against this lockdown from the beginning, and he's been pushing the reopening of Texas from day one, while everybody else caved to this demonic crushing of our lives. Period. End of story. And that's my
thing. I'm looking at everybody, Joe and everybody here. On this virus nonsense, I really do believe that this is part of a hoax. That they overblew it and they pulled the trigger. That's what they're doing.
They're juking the stats.
We've got background noise.
Yeah, going to want to
somebody,
back up.
You know, that's coming from Bill's end, I think.
I think, yeah.
He needs to mute his deal. He's having side conversations.
I know. It's
well,
okay.
You can mute him, I think.
I know I can, but I'm just – he's basically the host of the show and everything. So I'm just –
I'm
trying to get –
but his background
organized.
Noise, Joe has a point. We're trying to have, like, a good discussion. So maybe he faded out. Well, maybe Bill faded out a little bit. I don't know. But Joe has a point.
If you mute him, he'll just press one and come back.
I'm enjoying this.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
there
so let me say one.
Can I throw one thing in here? I know where to get
a bunch
of money. First, we're going to arrest every one of these slime balls involved in treason against our country, and we're going to confiscate all their wealth. That includes George Soros. That includes Bill Gates. That includes Warren Buffett. That includes Nancy Pelosi. That includes Dianne Feinstein and so many more.
Chuckie Schumer, yeah.
So then we got all that money. Put all that money towards covering. We don't spend a dime of it. We put it towards covering what we've already spent. Then we send all the illegals back so we're not supporting their butts, and we take that money and we put it towards getting us out of debt. And you just common sense clean,
and
we
other,
can clean the act up.
The other thing
you gotta
we can
do
is
that.
We,
when
we,
you got when Congress has the power to vote themselves a raise, there's a problem.
I know. So that's why I read the usurpation and overthrowing these bastards. You know, there's one thing that might fix D.C. right now, Mikey.
Be careful. I don't want to see you go to jail.
Okay. But you know what? I do love the smell of napalm in the morning. I mean.
But it's not even necessary, Linda. I mean, my friend John, you know who he is. He does the same crap with the violence. No. You want things to change. We should just not comply. All the government debts that we might owe, be it student loan or taxes or driver's license renewals or fishing license, anything that goes to the government, we should say no. Just say no. Now, if one person does it, he goes to prison. But if 300 million people did it,
I know.
You nullify a law by non-compliance. But we don't have the ball. And we talk about violence and people doing – I mean, Alex Jones did a protest in Austin. All I saw were 500 hicks. Sorry. No one's going to give a damn. Nobody. Nobody cares about protests and bitching and podcasts. It's non-compliant. That's what our founders did. They threw the tea in the harbor and said, "F you, King George."
Oh, you're gonna love this. I gotta buy one of these T-shirts or have it made. I saw it at the Pennsylvania rally.
But I can't do it by
myself. I know.
No one person can do this by themselves. And it takes us Americans standing up and saying, "Wait a minute, we're tired of you taxing us for every damn thing. We're tired away our rights to people that don't deserve our rights. And we really don't like the idea of you letting people out of jail just to commit a crime again. We're seeing that all over the country."
Does anybody have a strategy that might work? Does anybody have a workable strategy?
Don't listen. The elected do not listen to the people, and therein lies the problem.
Well
it's
because King George only listens when the tea was done.
They want to interfere in our
strategy,
lives.
Not compliance. I gave the strategy, but no one's willing to do it.
That's not a strategy. That's a wish.
Yes,
that's clicking your heels together. That's clicking your heels
Do you have one? Do you have one, Joe? Let's give Joe the floor. He has a strategy. Go ahead.
You don't own this.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
First strategy, get rid of the background noise.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you guys don't talk. They're talking because it comes through loud and clear.
The people who've organized that, the Michigan protest, their leaders. The people who organize the other protests, their leaders. Those particular leaders should get together, find out who each of these leaders are,
right,
and organize their different factions so that they can become a voting bloc. Otherwise, demonstrations don't work, because the politicians are going to do is take a look at them and say, ah, let them eat cake. But if they know that there's a voting bloc that gets them out of office.
So let me ask you this. Do you have a timetable?
I have to agree with him. I'm sitting here with Jesse. Jesse and I were both in Washington, D.C. with over 2 million people, and it didn't affect the health care bill one
damn
bit.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
And,
Joe,
and
do you
also,
have a timetable?
A timetable? No, I don't.
I said now.
But, you know,
no,
there's a
block. So when does this vote take place?
Go, lay it out there. We'll spread it.
When does the vote take place?
Didn't I just say that the leaders of these demonstrations have to get together?
Right.
If they haven't gotten together yet, have they?
No.
I don't know.
Let's pretend that they did. Then it's up to them. If they have the kind of leadership and charisma, which has got 2,000 people to go over to Michigan and protest at Wittermerfish, then they have the charisma, the leadership to organize the other groups. Now, you're not going to do it, and nobody else I know is going to do it. I tried years ago, and it didn't work for me. But if they have leaders, have real leadership, this can work. It's better than saying what we got to do. We don't know what we got to do.
A question. This voting block, let's say it's been created today. When do they vote?
It'll be in November.
Okay, November. 7 months from now. Okay. Meanwhile, our meat plants are closing because they've alleged everybody's getting sick over there. The pork plants are closed because they've alleged that they're sick over there. The food supply chain has already been affected. Farmers are throwing out milk, and they're going to be killing their pigs soon because there's no distribution for it. I'm going to be done in 10 seconds. Millions are starving now. Can you imagine who's going to be starving and dying 7 months from now? We don't have
seven months. Mikey and Joe and everybody.
I'm sitting here with a guy. His brother works on 10,000 hog farmers, 10,000 hogs on the farm. They ain't even considering killing their hogs. My neighbor down the road, he milks his cows. He ain't having a problem getting rid of his milk. It must be where you live.
No, this is across the country. It's not confined to Texas.
It's a local guy, that's a different ballgame.
We're talking about the mass producers.
I got to tell you, in my county, you can go to a dollar store and you can't buy a dozen eggs. And that makes no damn sense at all, because we got the largest egg-producing company in the whole damn world right here in this county, and we can't buy no damn eggs?
Why not? So where are they? Where are the eggs?
There's a deal. They got some kind of deal where their eggs have to be sold out of state.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Limited deal with the government. There you go.
What the hell?
What
do you think when we're being shut down? If we're being shut down now, we're not complying, but we're not doing it out of out of the fact that we want to. We're not complying because of this, and I'm pretty sure that the coronavirus is pretty much of a hoax myself. But again, I don't know.
The virus exists. Oh, yeah, sure.
Mike. Okay. Now, you're asking about what should we do about the plants being shut down. The plants being shut down, not because they can't produce, but because of rules and regulations in the government and the insurance company saying if anybody gets sick because of this pandemic, we're shutting down your plant.
Right.
We're shutting down the plant.
I'm aware.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So here's
you asked what should we do? Now, Trump doesn't print up the trillions of dollars more. That means no money is being put in the hands of people. Now, what you're going to say is, but we got a $21 trillion debt. It's going to increase the debt. But you also said 7 months from now, what are we going to do? If we don't have money. Now, look, there's supposed to be a moratorium on all bills. If we have a moratorium on all bills.
Will it slow down the debt, Bob?
Okay.
It's not going to slow down the debt. The debt has to be fixed by eliminating the Federal Reserve. There is no other solution.
I know, but that's not going to happen.
100%.
Okay.
Oh, that's the matter.
True.
Cut
so
off the UN, cut off IMF, cut off the Trilateral Commission, cut off the WHO. Quit giving these people money.
Who is going to disagree with you. The thing is that for us to bitch about it means we're just bitching about it. The strategy
that's what I said earlier. Yes.
Joe, let me go
on the ground. Yeah.
Okay. This stimulus nonsense, which is I disagree with that term anyway. I think it's just the Weimar Republic in the early stages right now, which is going to hit like hell. Open the economy up and stop this nonsense and tell Fauci he should be in jail as a criminal because he started
this
mess.
See, that's what needs to be done.
I agree.
All of the people that left those rallies across this country were small business people. You guys, you're saying, and it's mumbling.
Does your co-host keep putting himself back into the mix or something? Because his background noise keeps coming in and out.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so all those people at those rallies are mostly small business people. Instead of standing there screaming at marble buildings, which gets you nothing, as you know, it's let them eat ice cream. And, of course, Nancy needs her ice cream now because where she's going for eternity, there ain't going to be no damn ice cream. Anyway, they should
and she's still getting her hair did, too. You know, she looks good. Makeup on
anyway,
and everything.
I can't get
a haircut, but that's all right.
I can because my girl comes to my house. So that's how we do it here. Everybody goes to everybody's houses. Anyway, so once these people, like I said, instead of standing there screaming, make a pact or a covenant and stand by it and go open their stores the next day and stand there and never back down. And they outnumber the damn law enforcement and just stand firm. Every single one of them in every strip mall across this country. And there was a guy. Yeah, no, because we outnumber them. We're allowing this. People are on their knees instead of praying to God. You know, that one T-shirt that I want to buy, it said two words, one finger. It was beautiful. I got to get one made like that.
I'm not buying any more T-shirts because I didn't find that to be too effective for Hillary going to prison, which is one of the things that Sir Donald promised 3 years ago, and I don't see not one indictment. So I'm sorry. I don't think so.
Yeah, but the DOJ, when he came into office, the DOJ wasn't under his purview. Now that he switched it over, he's got other agendas to take care of, mainly trying to make sure that he doesn't get impeached again. Barr will take care of whatever the pressing agenda is. Hillary, for right now, can wait unless she wants to get back in the race. Some people say yes, some people say no. The thing is, Linda, you were talking about the demonstrations.
No, it's just an unanswered promise, so I'll leave it at that.
It's going to be Michelle Obama, Michael Obama.
That's
the rumor.
But right now,
That's why endorsement.
The demonstrations are the best point right now because people are taking a look at them and can be inspired. If they have the voting bloc, by themselves, they're not going to do too much. But if they can get together with the leaders doing that, then the other people in the nation will see that and say, okay, maybe I can do something. But as it is now, people don't know what to do, and you can't blame them.
Well,
they trust.
I don't know. It's interesting, Joe, because we had that with the Tea Party and the Muslims. Got reelected anyway, so I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Ron Paul couldn't flip it. Who the hell can flip it? I mean, come on.
I, I know. It's crazy.
This country is over.
I think there was massive voter fraud in the reelection.
No, we had it in the first.
There's been voter fraud for decades.
Of course.
Yeah, there has. It's gotten ridiculous. And the whole idea of mail-in votes, first off, I don't trust your post office. You're unioned. You give all your money to Democrats. So I'm not giving you my mail.
It's not about the mail. I'm not worried about the mail. I'm worried about the people counting them.
That's true. I agree with Alex Jones. I think it's done. I think we're done. We're done.
It's sad, Mikey, and I think you're right. I mean, I know that it's when they pulled that trigger.
Hold on.
Here's the reason, boys. And if we're done, well, when it comes down to it, I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory. I'll go out like.
And many people will. I know it. And many people will.
I like that spirit, but not a lot of people.
And I got to tell you, they will.
We're not alone.
Everybody loves John Wayne. Everybody loves Rambo. When you go out there in the street with your AR-15 and you only have 100 rounds of ammo and you're facing helicopters and Humvees and
that's what I've been saying, Joe. That's what I've been saying. Well, and drones and all.
As a former Army Ranger, I can tell you this. All I need is a knife and fishing line, and I can make your life a living hell in the woods.
Well, all right. No offense. But if you go in the woods and you don't have a CB and you don't have any communications and you're going to start eating maggots because of protein and they have the drones and everything else coming looking for
you
with
hound dogs. You got no clue about the woods if you're talking about eating maggots.
Okay, so you can stay there. You can stay there against satellites, drones, and a very concerted military. Okay. If you think that's what I've been saying, Joe.
I agree with you.
You have no clue. I like the spirit.
Yeah, well, here's the one thing, we have more guns. Linda, oh, you've only got a few minutes left. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we could go into archives, Joe. Don't worry about it. We'll just keep going.
There's nobody calling in. There might be people
listening. Bring them in.
Anyway, as far as the drones should be used for target practice, but you know, if you can't see them, Linda.
They're too high.
Oh, okay. Well, how about one of those Chris Kyle weapons?
Let's be a little pragmatic, okay? There's more guns in America than Americans suppose. Let's say that's true. And we're out there in the front lines. Who's going to be the general? Who's going to be the colonel? Who's going to be the ones directing the various states? What, the militia?
Well, there's plenty of militia. They're even here in Commie, Mexico.
Who is going to go up against experienced generals and colonels of the military who will
I got it. Mel Gibson. He did it in The Patriot. Mel Gibson. He'll be the general of the militia. I had to throw that in. I'm sorry.
I got his email. I'll contact him in Australia since the Hollywood banned him. He's over there.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson will do it, baby.
You know,
I don't know. Geronimo faded into the mountains with 123 women and children, and it took, 10,000 soldiers to get him out?
It'll take three helicopters to damn near take Rome with a handful,
and the 300 held off how many?
Yeah, but they only had bows and arrows, Bill.
Our government is not the only people that possess technology. Okay. I got an idea from a kid who made a laser using a damn TV disc, made a laser that would cut through 3 inches of steel in like, what was it, 3.5 seconds? We shoot pumpkins two miles with compressed air here in Indiana for sport.
Okay, look, we can theorize all day.
I'm glad.
I just,
That's...
I will, I will say one thing. There's a video that was put out. It was really cool. Somebody captured it, and I don't know whether it was in California or – no, maybe it was North Carolina. There was a guy on a beach in a Navy uniform, and he was a retired chief from the Navy, standing ankle deep in the waves in the surf with a little sign that said, and when the cops looked at this man in uniform, they didn't even say a word to him. So what I can go from that is, one, these non-oath keepers, or maybe they were, would not go up against somebody in a uniform. Maybe it's because that's how they've been brainwashed. I don't know. But it worked, and he came out on his own. They didn't go out there and handcuff him. And the other people then, right shortly after that, they opened the city, and that state opened up the beaches. So he took a stand,
but, you know,
and it was fabulous.
You know,
when you're in the
military, you swear an oath. You swear an oath right off the beginning.
So do the cops.
To defend the Constitution against any enemy, foreign or domestic.
No.
Well, we know how that's been handled.
You're attacking your own people. You're violating
Bill, like I said, I love your spirit, man. Yeah,
but.
Listen to me. Okay, Bill, the only thing wrong with that is those cops take the same oath, and they're not honoring it. A lot of these
And here in my county, our sheriff come out and said there is no way in hell he will try to take the guns from the people.
I know, but you're in a red
state.
He is
one of
that
a handful of sheriffs.
Yeah, there's a lot of
He's one of
like
a handful of sheriffs.
I know.
They're brave people.
But
bullets are not an infinite supply. You're going to run out at some point.
Absolutely.
And if you can't
make your own to match your gun, you
better learn how to shoot a bow and arrow.
You're out, right.
Right?
If you're out there in the street,
let's say you got
100 rounds. Bill, if you got, let's say you got 200 rounds.
I got more than that.
Now you're out there.
A lot more.
Okay. How long are they going to last?
You can't carry a ton of ammo and guns and stuff if you're in the woods. You've got to improvise. You've got to know how to improvise.
If you're talking about going up against the cops and all the military, what are you going to do with your bowie knife?
Well, in my area, I kind of laugh because I know all these cops, and it would not be funny them to try to come and get me in the woods.
Okay,
but that's your locals, Bill. They don't have to come get you on foot, dude.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm not the only one in my group, and I'm not the only ex-special forces.
I think I had a question for Joe, if I can try to regain where I was going.
Okay.
How many of these people in the military and the LE law enforcement are literally going, I mean, it may sound crazy because that's what they did in Germany. How many of them are going to go against their own people? I mean, what's the percentage, do you think? All of them?
Military.
I think a huge percentage. And the reason is everybody here is thinking that all of a sudden there's going to be a civil war, and now the military and the police have to make a choice. No, there will be infiltrators. There will be false flags. And they'll condition the cops and the military to think that
they already have.
So I think, to answer your question specifically, minimum 75%. Because the Americans, when we get handcuffed, we say, I pay your salary. The fuck we do. It's not, your name is not on their paycheck.
I know.
They get paid by the mayor, who gets paid now by the governor, who gets paid by the Congress, because all of them have gotten loans from the federal government with strings attached.
It's all crazy, in debt.
Right. So we can't say, they're not going to fire enough. Now, where Bill lives, I believe him, because he knows the cops, and that particular sheriff is a Second Amendment devotee. But without that, what about the rest of America?
I know. But we've got a big country. You know, we got how many square miles here? We got a lot. We got there's a lot of red counties that are huge. We've got a lot of people who really do take that oath seriously. The way I'm seeing people finally standing up in some of these semi-blue or purple states, and they're ticked off. I'm loving it. I hope this catches wildfire and goes like crazy, and these people.
So do I. But right now, these people are enjoying comfortable circumstances. I guarantee you, the normal American out there in the woods for a week, especially with rain in the wintertime, nobody's a George Washington is going to lead the nation through 7 years of
I know.
Across the atomic.
Well, there's a lot of them that will, and they're younger. They're a lot younger than I am. But, see, you don't understand. I've been to where Bill lives. I've been to southern Indiana. Those folks could live in the woods for the next 20 years if God
Great,
wants them on this planet.
That's a small pocket.
I understand that. The
rest of us.
I know. I get that. But just to give him
the
credit.
The American psyche is different, and we're not agrarian anymore like we were, okay? We're dependent upon the system.
Right.
And Donald Trump trusts the system. Sorry,
yep.
It's on his head.
Yep.
It's on his freaking head.
He
and if
never,
Patrick was in the White House, I'd have to believe that he would have put up more of a fight. Donald Trump laid down to the WHO, to Bill Gates, and to everybody else, and he screwed all of us. Period. Done.
He did. Anyway, we're way out of time, but I love the conversation. Joe, thanks for coming. Mikey, thank you so much.
November's not going to mean squat, because we either have a guy who totally acquiesced to this new world order, or we're going to have a dribbling idiot with dementia and Aunt Jemima as his sidekick in the White House. Do you think it's going to make a damn difference? I don't.
I know. It's horrible. I don't know, guys.
If this gets lifted in the next month, then we're headed someplace. But if we're not, then we are headed into eventual disaster. Yeah.
Joe, the residual damage just from these 3 weeks, no one is talking about except
That's
Alex
right.
Jones. Now you want to go another 2, 3, 4 weeks. Some places are called, well, maybe May 20th if nobody dies. Right.
I know. It's crazy.
Come on.
I know. I gotta tell you something, guys. Okay,
Handwriting's on the wall, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I got a niece that just turned 50, about 6 or 7. Anyway, she's probably coming up on 51. Anyway, she's still young and cute, and she's finally waking up because it started to affect her, and she's seeing the handwriting on the wall, and she's starting to pay attention to Gruesome Newsom, and that's what I call him because I can't stand the miserable, you know.
What? In California.
And,
California.
Yeah, I've got my sign on the front of the house. I'm trying to sell this thing to get out of here. I'm going to Arkansas. I'm going to go up to Bella Vista and pray. You know, I'm 71, so you know, I don't know how much time I have. I'm just at this point, since my parents were conservatives and they understood the Constitution and everything, and they grew up during the Depression. Dad spent 5 years in the Army, went through World War II. I'm glad they're not here to see this mess, Mikey B. As much as I miss them and love them. It's
Linda, makes me cry. I told you the last week or so. The numbers were showing that something. I didn't know it was exactly a pandemic, but numbers were showing it was going to be a major, major, major collapse.
Yeah.
20, 25 years from now, and I was hoping I would either be too old to give a damn or dead. I didn't see it coming this quickly. Nor did I know that it would be in this particular form. I've been watching other numbers. You know that the birth rates of certain demographics, the separation of the rich and the poor, you know, all that stuff I've been working on. And it showed in the next 25 years it was going to be a major, major freaking collapse due to population issues. But that's neither here nor there. I did not see this coming now.
No.
And
this.
Yeah, I wish I was dead, too, because the fallout is going to be
unbelievable.
Yeah, no one's talking about it, but very few, and it's going to be very bad.
I can answer that if we have time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Everybody feels the same way as Bill, and I was asking myself about the same thing, and you were saying nobody else but Alex Jones is addressing it. Well, Mark Levin is addressed, and other people have addressed it. The thing is, so I'm going to ask you guys a question. Pretend you're entrepreneurs, and some of you may be, okay? Now, this coronavirus is hitting your employees have to be laid off, but they're not completely laid off. They're furloughed. So now the furlough and the government's giving you money, no interest loans to pay for their salaries, and they're giving them stimulus checks. Also, supposedly, now I don't know if this is going to be completely put into effect, but there's supposed to be a moratorium on essential bills such as utilities, rent, etc. If that happens, then nobody has to pay bills for a while. My phone company has already eliminated my phone bill for this month.
Wow.
Okay. My other company, my gas company, hasn't done it, but okay. They reduced it by $14, but they haven't eliminated the whole thing. The thing is, I'm going to ask you guys this. If you are an entrepreneur and you do realize that your business has only like a 1%, 2% profit margin, you can't afford to stay out for 1 week, 2 weeks.
Right.
But that's because if you were having a decline in sales or did go out of business for a little bit, you couldn't pay your bills. But now there's a moratorium on your bills, plus you're getting money. So let's say in 2 or 3 months, right, the country said, Trump says, go back to work. Everybody goes back to work.
They're not going to.
Everybody has money.
No, it's not going to work that way. I'm telling you right now, because there's people. I used to work in the restaurant business. Every single one of those bars and restaurants are small in my community. This whole county and San Diego County of 3.2 million people in just one county, they're not going to reopen.
Right.
Done. Look what they're doing
to
Vegas.
That's very true.
No, look what they're doing to Vegas.
But
these
why?
People, it's not coming back because it's
Vegas is different. Vegas is different. Vegas cash only, huge, Bugsy Siegel delusion.
I know.
Okay, but let's
these
go
people.
With
this.
Not
let's
anymore. Not really.
Not anymore. They're dead.
No,
they're
mob
dead.
Doesn't have that kind of pull anymore. That was taken away.
No,
that was taken away a long time ago.
The mob never got out of Vegas. The mob. Never, please. The mom never gets out of anything. If you guys believe
right.
The article,
they don't have
out.
The teeth
right.
They used to have. But that's another.
No, they
don't. But here's the thing. Well, let's say I'm a bar owner. Let's say I'm a restaurant owner, right? Okay. Now I have to live. But I'm going to use your scenario, Linda. I've gotten the stimulus checks from the government. My my employees, they've gotten stimulus checks. They can 2 months from now, right? I've lost all my customers. But 2 months from now, Trump says, everybody go back. Why can't I, with the moratorium on the bills that I did not have to pay, I can pay them back in deferred payments. I can open up my business. I can let my customers know I'm back in business. They're going to be thrilled as hell to come back to me. Why can't I start up again?
I can answer that.
I can too. Go ahead, Mikey.
No, Linda, you're the host. Don't you go ladies first, always, my dear.
Thank you, darling. Here's why.
Oh,
I'm in California. We have nothing but libtards here running around like sheep in masks. These people are so stupid, they can't get the front in the morning. They're scared to go back. Three, Gruesome is not going to reopen this very soon. The ones who might be able to reopen, he's going to force them to put the seating capacity at 50%. They can't make it on 50%. Their margin, it's ridiculous. And why would you even consider hiring the people who may want to work because they're getting money from now, to their asses like Karl Marx? I mean, it's just bull crap. The whole thing is useless. If they pull the trigger, and the one that got it right on my friend Golden, Georgia, and when he sent the money to us, Mikey, they pulled the damn trigger and we're screwed. And you know, I'm telling you, they have done it, and it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No.
And the other
I
part, Joe, is
Joe
why
now.
Would why would okay. anybody
yeah,
keep someone on a payroll, you know, and pay them for not having serving customers? It's stupid. There's, you know, the laws, as you say, you listen to Mark Levin. The laws of economics are like the laws of physics. You know, Newton's law of gravity. Nothing changes.
Well,
neither does human nature.
Economics.
May I answer though the first part? Well, may I
go
answer
ahead.
Joe's question?
Go ahead, Mikey.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First, I'll start with a metaphor, real quickly. It takes what 2-3 minutes to pancake a building, right? You want to get rid of it, and then what? It takes like 2 years to build a new one. So you could equate that to the crushing of the economy, and then starting it back up. You pancake a house or a building and you build a new one. Takes much longer. Number two, Joe talks about, well, why can't my business will just start up? Well, here's why it won't. Number one, for some people, that $1,200 insulting check might cover somebody's rent, not their food.
For what?
Let me just keep going. In the April 1st came, and at least one-third of renters in New York City that received the same check defaulted on their rent, okay, right off the get-go. So that $1,200, let's say it covers your rent. It doesn't cover anything else. So now then you have also people that have had their 401Ks and whatever completely, absolutely decimated. So now they don't feel comfortable in spending what we might call disposable income. If they've got anything left over, let's say they get a job back, they're probably going to have to start resaving some money. That means tightening the belt. Number three, we have people that now can't get elective, they call cancer treatments elective surgery.
Yeah.
Doctors will go to jail if they operate on someone who has freaking cancer. So you have to look at it this way, Joe. The people that are sick right now, they're going to be sicker because they're not allowed to get help.
That's right.
Many of those could be your patrons or somebody else's patrons. Forget it. They ain't going to go at your diner or whatever the hell. People are so decimated economically in the first 3 weeks, and we allegedly have 2 to 4 weeks to go. The food will reopen everything again. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
All right, I'm going to give you the rebuttal to your rebuttals.
Sure,
when it comes
okay.
To 401k, okay. If Trump says reopen the economy again, the stock market's going to go up and the 401ks will be reestablished. That's number one. Number two, when you're talking about elective surgery, no, it will. Okay, if the economy is opening up again, the stock market's opening up. And it'll open up with 1,000 points up the first day, minimum. Then you're talking about elective surgery. Well, yeah, elective surgery is different. You have elective surgery. You can put that off. Now, if...
Joe, they're calling cancer patients elective.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah, they're calling us royalty, buddy.
Okay. All right, then they're not elective... That's not elective surgery. They're going to call it that. Those draconian laws have to be lifted. Now, if they're not going to be lifted, then we've got a super,
do it for
super
us?
Problem.
Yeah, well, who's going to do that for us?
Well,
that,
we don't know that they're
the
going to be
the damn CDC?
Yet. We don't know.
That
yet.
Evil entity?
We don't know
God.
Yet. Secondly, about the bars. About the bars and the restaurants. Now, I don't like the idea. Now, people are talking about space sitting. Have you ever seen the plexiglass? It's already established where they're putting them on the tables.
That's just complying with the horse crap. That's complying with the horse crap.
I know.
And that's the root. And that's the root.
Yeah, they're bending over.
Until.
No wine, no kids, no dinner.
Until people realize that this is going to stay, then more people will rise up and vote them out. Unless they change the election, and unless they really make it evident.
So
like
we don't have till November.
I don't think we have till November,
but okay.
Okay,
just
here's where the rising up has to come in, Joe. Not at the ballot box this time, because we're dealing with November. The rising up has to be telling every single in LE, the mayors, the governors, and everybody else on the block, to pound sand. We're going to stand next to each other. We're going to open our businesses, and you cannot
there
do
you
anything
go.
Because we outnumber you.
There you go.
And grabbing your ankles, get off your knees and start praying to Jesus.
Linda summed it up. There it is.
Get
there
off
I
your
agree.
Knees
and it'll be easy. I'm agreeing. How come I'm agreeing and people still giving me grief? I'm agreeing.
No, we're not
the
giving you grief.
Is that
no, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
I just don't believe in this voting block thing. That's not going to happen. But that's
right.
No, we don't have November.
But here's the.
But
we shouldn't. No. I'm not talking about November lifting the economy. I'm talking about the next few weeks.
The voting block and whatnot. That's
yeah.
The voting block.
We don't have till November.
Up
that was my
then,
piece.
We have until November for the voting because we're not going to vote until then. Now, if the economy is lifted, if Trump comes down with the order, okay, go back. Now, there'll be a lot of people who say, hope this doesn't happen again, and they'll go back to the new normal. But there will be people who will rise up and say, uh-uh, not happening to me again. And that's when
right.
people will get together. If the leaders of the, especially the leaders,
well,
of the
may
I address, get together with you.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mikey.
May I address? Yes. Yeah. Two-thirds, Rasmussen did a poll. Two-thirds of this country. Now, I get it, polls, we've kind of, but still, they do somewhat have some veracity.
Validity.
Two-thirds
yeah.
of this country, well, yes, veracity means truth. Yes, same thing.
Veracity.
So,
yeah.
Yes. So, so two-thirds of this country is afraid mm-hmm. that Trump will open up the country too soon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
are you
how
kidding
stupid
me?
They are.
Honey, see, that's why the handwriting is on the wall, ladies
they can't
and gentlemen.
Tie their own yeah. shoes.
Yeah, as a society, we're
that.
Done. It's all done. We're
I read
done.
That. I read that headline. I think it's about the Democrats, but it was two-thirds of the entire nation. That is sad. I'm going
right.
to read. I'm going to see if I...
Oh, yeah, including
headline.
Republicans. Including Republicans. They're in, they're
Republicans?
In on the poll. I'm an independent,
oh,
by the
right.
way,
well, hey.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I'm a libertarian, and I blame the Republicans
oh.
and Democrats for all the
oh,
shit that
too.
Happened the last
oh,
few
oh, me
days.
Too.
Well,
absolutely.
I used to be a libertarian, but you guys went too liberal. I call you guys liberal soft porn. Too liberal for
Mikey,
my taste. But
here's,
that's
here's the deal, Joe. When I think when it, this is just from what I've read, and I've read enough history books now to choke a horse, but.
Mm-hmm.
When we're dealing with the Wilsonian era, when the progressives, okay, which was not a fun time, and we can thank good old Teddy and then idiot FDR, but what's going on now is making FDR look like a penny pincher, in my estimation. But when we're dealing with the founders, I mean, even Jefferson saw this with the banking systems and no, it uh-huh. was actually the Supreme Court he was pissed off at because they were, even when he was still alive, trying to usurp authority they never had and they never were supposed to have, like, you know, legislating from the bench. And he was ticked off about that. So, and I know that there was several people, I know that Hamilton was for the central banks, but I know Jefferson hated them for good reason. And there were many, and there was, I think they assassinated Garfield too, and he was probably on the side of liberty and against all that usury money.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go back to when the founders started dying off, and you know, and then the public started getting a little too lax, especially when you're getting prosperity with the Industrial Revolution, and you've got some freedom still, and you've got, you know, a vibrant economy because you do have capitalism, you have free trade, you have voluntary exchange with people, you've got patent rights, so you're not giving away all your intellectual property to a king and things like that. And then you've got, at that time, after that time, you've got people like Karl Marx and these evil schmucks putting out their, you know, twisted garbage and people glomming onto it, and it just permeates and it infiltrates and it's like a cancer. And then you've got the progressive era and just keep bastardizing. They just keep usurping the language and lying and doing these.
You want to hear a little story about Jefferson?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Towards the end of his life, the state of Virginia, because he was Thomas Jefferson, if he was just some Tom, Dick, or Harry, they suspended his property taxes, or they would have confiscated his plantation. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
This country was built on saying F you to taxation. And 50 years later, they were going to
yeah.
take his plantation. But
yeah.
only because he was Thomas Jefferson, they didn't. That should tell you something.
Well,
that should
you
tell
know,
you
when,
something. Okay?
Like I said, and
okay?
so now we've devolved. Yeah, we have devolved. And then the progressives got a hold of everything, every institution, the culture, the corporatism, you know, the government, of course, the usury bankers. I mean, they took over when they could get their hands, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the rest of these evil bastards. I mean, going, you know, you can name them, but there's a whole bunch of them that all should be in gallows
Warlord.
Right now.
Right.
So this is where yeah. we are. And we have people, I went to an appointment to get my blood drawn up at Scripps because I want to get my blood pressure redone. So I got to go through
right.
these hoops. Right. And there's these young kids mm-hmm. who probably are so illiterate that it would just take your breath away as to how retarded these people are. And I was pretty ticked off because these people are standing there like little Nazis with stupid
That's
masks
right, what's
on.
Retarded. Oh, thank you for bringing up the mask. You want to hear something that's retarded? It's retarded. The N95 mask is the only one that's truly effective. It'll protect you 97%. The other mask that these douchebags are wearing, 56% if you're lucky. And these morons with their bicycle claw, bandito, claws over their mouth, 3%. So this whole thing's a jerk off. It's a jerk off. Look,
so here's
the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. They've been working towards this for a very long time.
Yes,
but
they have.
New World Order, Illuminati, powers that be, whatever, was missing something. And that was technology. Folks, they've called
in
their marker.
They
called
they
in their marker. And that's just what this is.
I still have faith that we're going to go through this. The reason why is because I know and
I hope you're right.
This was going to happen.
But
it wasn't going to happen
right
now. And you know why? Because the Illuminati or the cabal or the the central bankers, what they want most is the same is the same thing as what Caesar, Caligula, and Nero wanted. They wanted immortality. They don't have that technology now. So for them to start destroying the world, I know it's coming. But if it's not here now, it may be. Maybe in Area 51 for all I know. But let's say it's not. But if it's not here, then for them to destroy the world at this particular time with a plague, it's counterproductive because they're going to be involved in it. Unless they're going to go underneath.
So there is no immortality. There is no – that whole thing's a farce. You cannot put your brain into a chip and you'll be a robot. They know. They know your essence of who
you
are.
How do you know that?
Cannot be transferred. It can't be transferred.
They're also thinking about
doing
head transplant.
No, you can't.
They have an Italian
doctor.
They have a doctor.
You can't do it.
Once you're dead, Joe.
Once you're dead, your essence is gone.
Your soul.
No.
If you believe in the soul,
because cryptograph shit with putting your head in the thing and it'll bring it up 1,000 years later, it's a farce.
When you're dead. If you're dead. I'm agreeing with you, at least for now. We don't know how far modern science has come. They're thinking about doing it as they're alive. I'm not talking about the crypto freezing.
And their head stops aging? Their face stops aging? The brain stops aging? How does that work?
Who would have thought about an artificial intelligence? Intelligence.
Well, it's stable.
You see what you just said? Boom. You hit it. Artificial. It ain't natural. It's not your essence. It's not happening.
For you to say it's not going to happen means you know more about science than anybody else.
I know who these people are. They're selling
psychos.
The masses a bill of goods.
Yes, they're psychos.
So lemmings will believe that bullshit. Like that New Age movement.
Put
your order into the universe and you can have it. Just
you
sit on your ass, make a wish, make it clear, and you'll get it. Bullshit.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
I believe that eventually medical science and computer science will catch up to each other, and there will be.
Do you know what's going to
theory?
Time out.
Theory.
Do you know
evolution?
Okay.
Theory.
No. It's coming.
Never proven.
Mikey, wait. One second. Mikey, it's coming, and I know what he's talking about because I've seen all this nonsense, and that idiot psycho Ray Kurzweil is one of them. He's part of this cult. He's nuts. But here's the thing: what's going to happen when that hits Joe? It's coming to Earth. You want to know who he is? He's my king. He's called Jesus. He ain't going to let this shit happen. Tell me right now.
That's where the world is going to hit the road if Jesus is going to show up. And if he doesn't, that opens up a whole other can of worms. Because now is not the time. I don't know what the hell it is.
Regardless of whether you believe in Christianity or not, the thing is, I believe that the singularity will be coming because artificial intelligence will make it come. Artificial intelligence.
I understand that.
It's artificial.
These are, listen to me, these are evil people. They're psychotic. They all belong 6 feet under, as far as I'm concerned, with cement shoes. Like yesterday, one of them. They're completely Satan's minions. They are so far removed from God. They have sold their soul out so far I mean, when you're dealing with the Hollywood clowns and the sex trafficking and the child whatever they're doing and the abortion clinics, the AI and the singularity and all that nonsense and the Bill Gates and the depopulation, agenda, whatever you want to call it, 5G, those people are Satan's minions, and they sold out to him so long ago, you can't even
and
imagine.
And they're selling a bill of goods with this immortality thing. And like at the top of the show when Bill said that these Harvard teachers – they don't know what illegal means. They don't know what – yes, they do.
We just
they
lost
know it
our
better
boy.
Than us. That's why they can manipulate the system better. They know the Bible better. They know the Constitution better. They know everything better than we'll ever know it. That's why they can manipulate it like they do.
Yeah. Well,
if you were
a
novice at all of this, you couldn't convince anybody.
I know.
They're geniuses.
Well,
they're just evil people, and they're calling
they're
flying. Done.
I agree.
Done.
Listen, babe, there's nobody here now. I can always, you know, put a go on. But because this is kind of dark, so but I thank you so much for calling in. We lost Bill a long time ago. I guess he got tired of hearing us talk about this over.
Well, I mean, I love Bill. He's a great guy, but
I know,
he's going to stay in this bubble where he's going to be just fine on his woodland reservation. No, he isn't, because he's going to run out of something. Let's pretend we have World War Z. He's going to run out of something. He's going to have to leave the camp, or B, people are going to come to his camp. And when you're outnumbered X to 1, see ya. So,
I know.
Sorry.
Well, like I said, you know, that one from Pennsylvania was a big truck and it had the words written on it because they were doing the protest and it said, Jesus is my back. That was so cool. Anyway, love you. I'll talk to you later.
Well, we need him now. Sure.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. Whatever. I got to keep talking about this. I'm trying to get people educated. I'm doing every day.
As I go into bankruptcy court. Which is where I'll be.
I know. God bless
you.
Well, if I can sell this.
You think I'm going to be able to go to a freaking restaurant, Linda, and spend $100 when this is over? Not a chance.
So here's the deal.
I've been decimated. And a $1,200 check was an insult.
I have not mine.
I'd rather have had nothing.
I know.
To piss in my face. Anything will be better. It's $1,200 to keep your mouth shut. F you.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Grab your ankles, right? So if I can sell the house a nice place in Arkansas, you're welcome to come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and my dog, right?
Yeah, you have a second bedroom and help me fix the house up. Anyway, take care, and we'll try this next week. God bless.
Yeah,
night-night.
Sure. I think it was a good show. I think Joe was great. A lot of good ideas. I mean, absolutely. Hope he comes back. I mean, no question.
Yeah.
It was good. It was stimulating, no doubt.
It's better than, some of the stuff done. But anyway, take care, babe.
Cool.
All right.
You
have
too,
a nice one. Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Night.